can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, April 24th, 2024, episode 85.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my unmuted queen.
Oh, thank you.
You are not. I unmuted you in time.
Hello, my own personal princess.
Okay. Let me just tell you, you think this is funny.
I do.
You think it's funny, but you know, this is a divorceable offense.
Oh. You're throwing around the D word.
You kept calling me a princess in front of other men. Like manly men.
Okay,
this is a huge violation. Hello. Welcome back, world traveler. Hello. Thank you for dropping off all the, just leaving for New York, going a little jaunty, having fun with your daughter, and you leave me with a mess.
I know. Well, let's cheers
you
first.
You picked to find time to leave me, Tina. Cheers, baby.
Cheers.
Woo! This is, now taste this. I know you're a little on the Now taste this. Do you remember this? Do you remember this one?
Is it from vaudeville?
Yes. Do you remember this? This is the one I bought a bottle of.
Is it the Cab Franc?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Look at that.
There it is. Very good. You nailed it. This is the sister wine to the one we had on episode 84.
I like it.
Which is Eclivi.
Eclivi.
Eclivi is from Italy.
Italy.
And this is now, but this one is the Cab Franc, and the one we had on 84 was the one they were giving away, of course, which was the Varietal, the Schoppettino.
That's right.
Remember that?
That's right.
And this is the Cab Franc. It has a little peppery kind of aftertaste.
Yeah.
Isn't this good?
I like
Isn't
it.
Isn't this
I
dynamite?
Do. And yeah. I just have my little, like, two ounces.
Is it even two
and
ounces?
And I don't even know that I will drink all of this.
Barely 2 ounces.
Yeah, it's just enough to taste it and enjoy it.
No, I know. Yeah, I mean, why have any fun with your husband? No, go drinking with the kids in Manhattan. Enjoy all that. Leave me with the mess.
Well, let's
And then come back and then call me a princess. It's unbelievable.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Can we talk? A good friend of mine would say, can we talk?
Talk.
Can we talk?
So I left for New York, which we'll get into, and Adam was here manning the house, and we're having the whole, almost every room in our house painted, except your studio and the laundry room. Everything else has been painted. And so it's been chaos. It's been absolute
How
chaos.
How do you know?
Well...
How would you know it's been
because
chaos?
Because I came back to chaos. So, okay. So I'm like, I'm looking at all the walls. I'm like, oh, wow. It looks great. I go, what about the baseboards? Like the baseboards.
All right. Hold on a second. So this started, was it the day before you left on Tuesday?
Well, they were supposed to start like the Wednesday before, but they actually started on Tuesday.
Right.
And I left on Wednesday.
Yes. And so, you know, it's okay because, you know, I have to manage the dog, which turned out to be actually quite easy. But, you know, I had no home.
No,
I had basically the studio.
You had your studio.
And Phoebe had no carpet to lay on. She was like, she was just roaming around like, where am I going to sit?
Just like I'm lost.
That we were both lost. You know, the couch with the TV was cordoned off. We couldn't watch any TV. And
any
you were
TV?
Any TV. And you were bouncing around Manhattan your good morning. I love you. And then, you know, that's it. And then somewhere. And then it'd be like in the afternoon. Hey, you know, remember to tell Mike this or do that.
I did not.
You did not? Oh, no.
I don't remember.
Having a great time. Hope all is well.
So getting back. So I come back home on Saturday and I'm looking at the painting. I'm like, this looks
fantastic.
That
looks really good. I mean, the guys, and can I just say?
Sure.
I pressured them Saturday. Come on. Let's get, because they had, everything was covered with plastic.
Yes, I know.
Scaffolding to the ceiling.
Yes.
I said, can we get all this out? Say, yeah, we can get the scaffolding out, and at least everything will be uncovered. And I would say, you came home, and oh, wait, Was dinner ready for you?
Yes.
Oh, was it all just beautifully arranged?
Yes.
Okay, you forgot that part of your story.
There were no flowers, though.
Because I figured... I actually thought about getting the flowers, but I thought they'll probably wilt from the fumes.
From the fumes. The paint, yes. No, I really appreciate it. It wasn't my fault that they started 5 days late. It was Mike's fault. Mm-hmm. So,
that's not my beef.
I would have been here most of the time to manage the project.
Yes.
To GM it.
Yes.
To GC it, general contractor. Yeah.
And so you left that to me. And then the baseboards weren't done. And then all of a sudden, I'm a princess.
That's
exactly how it went.
Back up. Skirt. Back up. So I'm looking at the baseboards and I'm like, the baseboards aren't done. Like, and I didn't have the conversation with them. I assumed, which was wrong, that they were going to do the baseboards. So you texted Mike, like, she wants the baseboards done. And then he texts the other guy, Aaron, and they're like, oh, this is going to add a lot of time to do all the baseboards. Mm-hmm. And they have other jobs lined up. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? You get me the paint. I'll do the baseboards. I'll do as many as I possibly can. And so I'm on my hands and knees painting the baseboards. And you come up to me and you're like, wow, that is so not my wheelhouse. This is what you said to me.
But we know this. We know that if you gave me a brush and paint and said, here's a baseboard, how would that turn out?
And you're like, well, you know, just pay somebody to do it. Like, oh. And I said, this is the Indiana in me. I'm like, it's got to get done. I want to get my house back.
Which is totally
cool.
I'm
going to do it. And then I turned around and I said, you're just a princess. That's all. You're a princess.
And then you said to the men who were here, he's a princess. My husband's a princess. Us a princess. And now we open up our show. Hello, my husband, princess.
I love you.
It's going to take a little more than that.
I really love you. Yeah,
this princess wants flowers and bonbons. Okay. I want some chocolate, please. Okay. So, I know you're only kidding.
Yeah,
but a lesser man would have been destroyed.
Oh, I knew you were confident. I knew you could handle it, baby.
Yes.
Anyway, so I've been painting
the
baseboards.
And then you said, by the way, and I do the laundry, and I do this. You were right there in front of men.
What? Yeah, that came up. I don't remember why.
Yeah, because you said princess. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
You're not.
I was joking. It was a tense situation because I had to paint all the baseboards.
Okay. All right. It's still not done. And you know what? I forgive you.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Forgive you.
Thank you.
Right, look at my cheek. Look at the other one.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you are forgiven.
I'm still not done.
Been prayed for.
And thank you. And you our go. House is still not done.
No, it's not. It's still
no,
kind of.
This is like.
Well, now Aaron was sick. You're a little sick. Everyone's a little sick. I'm hoping I don't get sick.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you got some throat and nose thing going on.
Yeah, I got the sinus stuff going.
Where's that coming from? Did you bring that back from New York?
A lot of people have it. Andrea has it.
I don't
Somebody
want it.
Else said
I don't want
it.
I can't have that. Yeah. I use my voice for my job. I can't I have
you,
that.
You have been you have felt terrible and you have still done the no job.
Oh yeah, no, I can do it with my head severed almost. Yeah.
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 And I just wanted to bring up that.
Oh, here we go.
I have a friend that's a bad influence on me in a good way. My dear bestie, Annette, is.
Dame Annette. All right.
She is. All right. She is rubbing all off right. on me. All right. And
look,
I.
No. This is. No. Stop. Okay. Let me explain. Hello, Vineyard Nation. Cork Soakers. Let me explain what's been happening. Because Pastor Jimmy. And disciple Jesus Freak Adam have had contact about this. And we're like, dude, what is your wife doing to my wife? And he'll be like, what is your wife doing to my wife? So I don't know. I was like, all of a sudden we're painting inside and she's talking and the faucets are no good. Oh yeah, we got new faucets, but now she wants to paint. I'm like, we have to separate these two. They're like rabid animals. They're like, oh yeah, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. And all of a sudden it's not even cost. It's just insanity in the house.
I
need my house back.
I know.
I need my wife back.
I know.
I like the baseboards, though. Well done.
Thank you.
So you're playing off each other. I think Annette started it.
Well, they're doing some updating in their house, but as she's updating stuff, I'm like, huh.
Oh, I need to do my shower. I need to do this.
I need new faucets, which we don't need new faucets.
We don't need new faucets at all. The faucets, I mean, they could use some tightening. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But it's like, what is going on?
I know.
What is happening?
All her stuff is so beautiful. I'm like, huh, maybe we should get that. No, I know. I know. She's a bad influence in a good way.
I think you're a bad influence on her. I think it's
in a
back
good
and,
way.
And,
yes. It's in a good way.
It's a back and forth thing. Yeah. Anyway, y'all got to chill out.
Yeah.
Y'all got to back off. We need our home. I mean, I was visiting Jimmy when you guys were in Austin. I'm tripping over some anvil in the middle of his room. What is this thing?
Oh,
it's like a 5,000 pound.
Oh yeah. They're vanity.
They're waiting for it to be picked up.
Yeah. No, I know. It just rubs off. Like when you see new stuff in other people's homes, you're like, wow.
Yeah, funny. I don't have that.
Oh.
I don't have that. I don't need new stuff. I'm fine with my old stuff. I got all my old stuff.
Okay.
But I have chits now.
Chits.
When I need some new stuff, I'm going to say, hey, you know, I need some new stuff.
Chits.
I got chits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me about New York. Because, I mean, to be fair, it's hard to gauge. There's no context in text, but I could tell you were having a good time.
Yes.
And that's why you didn't text me much, of course.
Yes. I texted you quite a bit.
Okay.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And
breakfast.
Before bed, I texted you.
Okay. Close. Yeah, close.
I had the most lovely time with my daughter. Lovely. So I said to her, I said, look, if I can stay at your place, the money I would spend on a hotel, I'll spend it on you. And she was like, okay. So
Have you ever heard different from the kids? Okay.
I adore her roommate, Mackenzie. Yes. I adore her.
We're kind of her backup.
She's our fourth daughter.
Yeah, she is our fourth daughter.
I adore her. And it was really nice to spend some time and be around her. So I arrived and Elise was home by herself. And so I got to spend a little bit of time together with just Elise.
Now this is in Brooklyn. I've never seen the apartment.
Yeah.
What floor are they on?
They're on the first floor. So you
ground floor or first floor?
Ground floor.
Oh, yeah. I somehow felt they're like on the second or third floor.
No, they have a gated
entrance
screen door. Mm-hmm. And then there's their door and it's a long hallway, Elise. And it's like long, railroad sort of.
Do they have a back of the house or only front?
No. Okay. And they don't have a window in their living room. And that's what they said. Sometimes when they're in their apartment,
weird. They
have no idea what it is outside.
They're like mole people.
Elise has a window. The kitchen has a window, mole people. and Mackenzie's bedroom has a window. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it was nice to be able to spend some time with just Elise when I got there. And then Mackenzie came home and then I took them all out to dinner. Mm-hmm. Both of them out to dinner,
yeah.
Which was really, really nice.
Where'd you go? What'd you eat?
I don't remember the name of this place. I think it was
a place in Brooklyn.
Yeah. We walked everywhere.
Yeah.
And we took the subway everywhere.
And you felt safe in Brooklyn?
I did not feel threatened or unsafe at all. And I mean, Elise and I, we took the subway everywhere. So we went to the restaurant and we were having dinner and the waiter, Mackenzie ordered a glass of wine and then Elise said, oh, I'll just have a second glass too. And she still had a little bit of wine in her glass. Uh-huh. And so, you know, he poured Mackenzie a glass and then he poured Elise and he put it right at the same level. And I go, wait a minute. She had more wine in her glass. I think she deserves more wine. And he got kind of, he did not like me.
It was a joke.
No, I was serious. Like she still has a little bit of wine in her glass. It shouldn't be the same amount. And he said to me, he goes, well, she should have drank the rest of her wine. He said to me. And I was like, ooh. Oh, anyway, it ended up being fine. I gave him a good tip, but I was like, oh,
really? You gave him a tip?
He didn't really insult. Maybe he thought I insulted him. Anyway, so we're on our way back. We're walking back.
How leaky bucket of you.
I know. But I didn't think it was right. He was jipping her on her wine. That's what I thought. Jip.
You know, that's politically incorrect.
Oh, why?
Because it comes from gypsy and, you know.
Oh, does it? I never knew that.
No, you can say jip here.
Anyway.
I'm all for it. The Romas love us.
It was the Indiana.
Us.
It was the Pat Alanese that came out of my mouth. That's what it was.
Sounds like it.
So, but as we were walking back, we saw a rat. Big old rat. And even Elise and Mackenzie were like, ooh, which I was.
How big was it?
Oh, it was the size of a small cat. Oh, for sure.
A pizza rat.
And I was surprised that, you know, they kind of cringed at it.
That's a big rat.
And I thought, well, because you figure that New Yorkers are they're used to it. They're around all the time. But they were even affected by it.
Yeah. When I was in New York in the late 80s, there were a lot of rats then, too.
Yeah.
It's always an uncomfortable thing because they're like, it's just nasty.
Yeah. But it was great. I mean, I really prayed for a great visit and it ended up being a great visit. The one thing, though, Adam, you could smell weed everywhere. everywhere.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Remember, we went to Vegas and you smelled weed everywhere.
Oh, it was.
It's more weed smell in New York and other places in America than Amsterdam.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, in
ever
stores,
since they legalized it.
Yes, yeah. It's everywhere, and there's weed shops everywhere, and you can buy psilocybin everywhere.
Did you go to Times Square at all?
We did.
Yeah,
so.
And did you see it also just smells like weed everywhere.
It's a bunch
Times
of potheads. Yeah, I mean, it's
that's kind of sad.
Well, I mean,
at least
your
New
thing,
York smelled like garbage and poop, and now it's weed. I mean, come on, where's my New York smells, people? Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. But we did a lot of shopping. I got her ready for her new job that she started. And so on Thursday, we ended up going to see Sweeney Todd, which is the you know that story? The butcher or the barber on Fleet Street.
I've never read it. I've never seen it.
So I remember because Johnny Depp had done the movie a while ago. And he was the barber that would slit their throats, and then he'd put his chair back, and they'd go down a chute, and they'd go down into this cellar, and this woman, his neighbor, would make pies out of the bodies.
So this is a feel good play?
No. Kind of funny. If there was some parts that were funny,
better be.
And it was. We had a great. You know, we had great seats.
Well, of course, you did the Adam Curry version of if you got to go to the theater, you might as well go good.
You got to see the actor. So at the end, so Sweeney Todd he gets killed at the end. So they slit his throat and they have the fake blood that comes down. And at the end, after they introduce everybody, he comes out and he says, "I'm auctioning off this T-shirt, this bloody tank top T-shirt." Mm-hmm. It supports some nonprofit that supports the Broadway
the theater.
And so
Broadway.
So they start off at 500, then the woman next to Elise goes 1,000, then back the then
wow.
It goes 1,500, then the woman next to Elise goes 2,000, and she ended up getting the T-shirt and she got to go backstage to meet
the actors.
Yes,
I
said to Elise, I go, if Adam was there, he probably would have bid on it.
Oh, and where did you get that idea
just so
from?
That we could all go back and meet the lead, all the actors.
You apparently think I'm made of money. I'm printing it here while you're gone. Like,
I didn't say you'd get it. I said
money printer go. Brrr.
I said you would bid on it. I didn't say you'd get it.
Oh, I am a sucker for a good auction, a nonprofit auction.
But
definitely.
Something interesting happened. A little bit of trauma came up for me. So as we were walking to the play, I rolled my ankle and I fell again, just like I fell in Utah. And so.
And like you fell with Elise in Austin.
This was a while. I tripped over something that was in the road.
A rug, yeah.
Was buckled and I tripped over it. But so all of a sudden we crossed the street and all of a sudden my ankle rolled.
Oh.
And it was so crazy because I started propelling forward and I grabbed her arm and she thought somebody else was grabbing her arm. So she pulled away and I could not stop myself. And in that moment, as I was going forward, I thought about Utah. I thought about how I went forward. Like
Utah.
It was slow motion in my head. And I ended up falling on my left side and I hit my head on the pavement.
What?
Yeah. I hit my head on the pavement.
Do you have no bruises?
I have a bruise on my hip. My hip got the first thing, but then I couldn't stop
myself. Were people immediately like, were they helping you to get up?
Yes. And this woman came up. She gave me some hand sanitizer because my hands were on the ground.
Yeah.
And Elise was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. It was so, the trauma of Utah, just like the trauma of the plane.
Yeah.
Like I experienced that all over again.
So now not only can you not fly with me anymore, you can't walk with me in New York.
I guess not.
What are we going to do? We're just going to sit here and watch Cheers.
I just rolled my ankle good. I rolled it good.
Because you texted me. It's like, I did fall, but everything's good.
And yeah, I didn't want you to worry. And I was fine. I didn't need any medical attention. But I'm bringing it up because it was
the trauma.
The trauma, like it was.
Yeah, that stuff's
slow
embedded,
slow motion Utah again. Yes. Yeah.
And when are you going on one of these hiking trips again?
October.
Yeah.
We're going to the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, man.
But I'm okay. I'm okay. So, yes, we had a great time at the theater. And then
Theater. Broadway.
And then Friday.
So now, did you eat after or before the theater?
No, we had kind of a big lunch.
Because you're supposed to.
I wasn't hungry.
I mean, you're supposed to go to the theater. And then you, it lets out, and then you're supposed to have a late supper.
No, we Mackenzie had to work the next day, and Elise was tired. I was tired.
Now, Elise, had she taken off those days? So she, cool.
Yes. And so then Friday, we went to Dumbo, and I forget what that stands for.
Dumbo.
D-U-M-B-O. It says something under the Manhattan Bridge, something.
It's a restaurant? An
acronym. No, it's the area. It's called that. And look it up. I forget what. Something under the Manhattan Bridge. And so we went there and we walked around. We had a couple spa appointments. We did more shopping. And, you know, it was just mother-daughter bonding.
Dumbo, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass.
Yeah, there you go. And so I have a picture.
It's a neighborhood.
Elise took me to the section. She's like, here, Mom, take the picture because she used to work
there. It's nice when you've got a native New Yorker.
Oh, she knew exactly where she was going.
Knowing everything. How wonderful.
Yeah. And
you talk mom-daughter stuff?
No, we didn't talk about that. And then at night,
Why not?
That night we went to Pastis, which is where she was working.
She used to work,
and she loves all her coworkers. And what was really cool for me was how much people were so happy to see her, you know? They love Elise. We're sitting at the table and she...
And you said, she deserves more wine.
No. So before we got there, she's like, oh, they'll set us up. They'll bring us champagne. And so we're sitting at the table and we're sitting there and we order our drinks. And I turn to her and I go, I don't think we're going to get any champagne. And she goes, are you doubting me? And just as she said that, here comes the guy with the four glasses of champagne. So we had a really lovely dinner, and it was just, I just enjoyed myself so much with her. I just loved it. And so this is going to make me cry. So I got up early on Saturday.
And mind me just saying, I mean, like all mother-daughter relationships, it's been tough sometimes.
Yeah, particularly Elise and I have had our rose.
Yeah. Your what?
Our rose.
Your rose. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And so, our relationship now is just really, very, really, very really solid. In a good place.
Yeah.
And I just love her dearly. But so as I was leaving, for me, I wanted to just be present to the whole visit. Mm-hmm. And I love that she's so happy, you know, because when your kids are happy, you're happy.
It makes you happy.
But, before I tell this story. So at the restaurant, I ordered decaf coffee and they ended up giving me caffeinated coffee. So I couldn't sleep.
I know. You're like, I didn't sleep until 2. They gave me caffeinated coffee.
Elise's bedroom window is right by the street. So these dudes are out there just talking at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, there's, you know, city life.
Yes. Yeah, so, but anyway, other than that, you know, everything else was perfect. But as I was leaving the next morning and I got a Uber and,
to go to the airport.
Yes. And so I hugged Elise and I hugged Mackenzie and I was getting into the cab and I turned around and there was Elise just sitting there, standing there watching me. And to me, that was such a gesture of love, you know, and considering our journey and our path, to me, that meant so much to me that she was just standing there watching me as I was, as I was leaving. So to me, that just like cemented this amazing trip that I had with her that I just love that she's so happy. I love that she loves her friends and her community. And I love that she loves me so much, just as much as I love her. So it was a fantastic, fantastic trip.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
I loved it.
Hey, when can I go visit Elise and Mackenzie? Sounds like a good time.
She wants you to come.
I would love to go hang out with them.
Because her friend Caro's boyfriend, who's archiving something, digital magazines or something, uh-huh, he wants to meet you. So we have to go there.
The whole point of, if there's any benefit to being MTV Guy podcast man,
yes,
it's so the kids can show you off.
Yes.
Of course. I'd love to go. But first I got to go see my daughter.
I know. And you are going.
Yeah. In June.
Yes. Yeah. So I get to the airport. I get to LaGuardia.
That's beautiful, by the way. And I loved every single time you still tell that story.
I still cry. I told Annette the story today, too. I was hanging out with her today.
You can't help it.
And I'm like, every time I tell the story, I cry.
Yeah. Well, it was meaningful.
But I get to the LaGuardia. LaGuardia is a really nice airport.
Oh, they really improved it.
They really did.
It was, I think during COVID, they even did all the remodeling. They shut it down and did remodel.
Oh, did they?
I think
it's really beautiful.
It's supposed to be pretty. Yeah.
So of course, you know, ending this great trip, I get to LaGuardia. The TSA guy tells me I cannot take, he didn't tell me to take my iPad out. You know, every airport is different.
Yep.
So I left it in my bag, and of course they flagged it, you know, and it, like, the guy's taking his time and I'm doing a slow burn, and I'm these older women next to me were like, their bags were
even behind
too.
You.
And here's me. This is all theater. This is all theater.
Well done, darling. Did they detain you? Because that's usually what happens.
And so finally he gets to my bag and he's like, I got to put it through. I go, he never told me to take the iPad out. Yeah. I go, can I have my handbag at least? Nope.
No.
So, and it took forever. And so I got frustrated. And then to try to find a cup of decaf coffee in an airport, forget it.
Is that forget not available it. Anymore?
I couldn't find
it's
it.
All you got is sugar and caffeine. That's all there is now.
I couldn't find it. So I was tired because I didn't sleep. And I felt like I was rude. Like I waited in this line for coffee and I pulled out cash. And the woman's like, no cash. I go, okay, can I have a decaf? No decaf. I go, you should have a sign up because I've been standing in this line for 10 minutes. So I finally.
So you were that lady, huh?
I was. So you know what I did? I sat in the airport and I prayed. I repented and I prayed. And I remembered that they are God's, God's children.
Including the TSA agents.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. And I asked for forgiveness because I was not a happy person. So I had this fantastic trip, great ride to the airport, no problem, no going on,
everything good, and then a little bit of bummer at the airport. Yeah. So no, I understand.
That was my recap.
But I prayed for you. You had travel favor all the way through.
It was, yes.
Everything
seamless.
Was perfect. And then you still had to drive an hour and a half home. Which
is that was okay.
Yeah, you didn't mind that?
No.
Because I was actually thinking like, man, do you want to have someone pick you up?
I listened to Living Up in a Down World. Yeah. I listen to podcasts and it's like,
what a great invention.
I know. I wonder who did that. So that was my recap of my trip. So it was A++++.
Okay. Here's my recap while you were gone.
Okay.
Okay. No TV.
Yes.
And then Phoebe and I, basically, I just sat in the kitchen and had a steak. And then the next night had steak. And then the next night had steak. And then the last night, Friday night, because, you know, no one invited me to any dinner.
No, you were on your own.
No, and we had no TV.
No friends.
It was just me, no friends, and just me and Phoebe.
You and the dog.
And Phoebe's looking at me like, dude, this blows.
Sad.
This is no good. And she was just looking at me. I said, come on, let's go. Let's get in the car.
Oh, and this is your reprieve.
Yeah, she loves that. Like, let's get in the car. Because I was jonesing for a burger. So we drive to Whataburg, and she's got her head hanging out. And, it's, you know, it's about 10 minutes to get there. And there was 15 minutes and everyone was like, oh, tonight is Whataburger night. And she loved it. And she just,
did you buy her a burger?
No.
Yeah.
I gave her a little piece of my steak the night before though.
Oh, you did?
Just a little bit. Hey, mom's not here. Don't tell her I gave her this. Okay. She's like, what is happening here? This is good news. Well, she's slimmed down so much. I figured she'd have a little bit of steak.
Yeah.
And you came home Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we went to bed early after I made dinner for you.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Went to bed early because you had Sunday.
I was tired, too.
And, you know, because I get up at 5:30 on Sundays.
Yeah, we went to church.
And we're still, the house is still in disarray.
Oh, I know.
It would have been almost done today, except, you know, one half of the Dynamics duo, Aaron. I'm telling you, he was in our bedroom on Friday. No.
Yesterday. No, he was in my room.
The door closed. No. And I walk in. I'm like, dude, the fumes in here. Oh, no, I'm used to it. I'm opening up a window. You know?
I know.
And so he didn't feel good today.
I walked into my exercise, my prayer room, my exercise prayer room. And I thought the same thing. It was strong.
It was pretty strong, yeah. So anyway.
That can't be good for
The fun
you.
Thing is like, because I don't walk around with glasses, I can barely see
he's very fastidious.
You're happy, so I'm happy.
And he's like, I see this little imperfection here. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care about that. I see these nail pops. I go, I don't care about that. I don't care about those. I don't. Like, I never noticed them until you pointed them out. So no, it's been, so it's been kind of quiet. Other than me traveling.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. I did have a nice Tuesday at Java Ranch.
Oh, yes,
I went in for
did.
for the big chess tournament.
Yes,
and my buddy Willie was there, of course, ready for me. Like, I guess he saw me coming, and he got up, and then you know his coordination. He knocked over his bottle of drink, whatever, and so he's like, and there's water, you know, Topo Chico everywhere, and the kids are all laughing. They're mopping it up. And like, no problem. And he brought the big chessboard.
Brian specifically bought him that because Brian wanted Willie to beat you all the time.
Well, it works very well because I beat Willie 3 games in a row. We normally only play 2, and I have gotten good. He's like, you should play other people. No, I said, he says 90% of the fun is just hanging out with you. He says, "Oh, I'm disappointed. That's not 100% of the fun." long games. It was good, and he's doing good. What was he was telling me? Oh, he's getting a knee replaced. In 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Outpatient. Can you believe this?
Yes. Yeah. Teresa had an outpatient too.
It's like he goes and he's be out the next day.
That recovery though is recovery. I don't know.
He said I should be able to walk out. I'm like, okay.
I don't know.
And then he said, can you do me a favor again? I'm like, what? He says, I tried to cut my nails myself this time, and I look at his index finger and his ring finger. Like, nah, dude,
you cut his nails again?
Yeah, of course. I said, don't do that, man. Don't do that again. Ask me to do them all.
He should go to a nail salon and get his nails done, cut and trimmed, and you know
that would be hilarious. Yeah. Well, he can do one hand, just can't do the other hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, let's go. You're such a good friend. It's like I love doing that.
Yeah.
Hopped on over to Bridge Church.
I know.
To go reconfigure the Living Up in a Down World studio system.
Yes.
Which I don't know what Pastor Jimmy has done. I'm like, I put the headphones on. I'm like, what is this sound? You can't have my name on this show, executive producer of this sound. So give me a moment here. Because, you know, there was the studio. It's a great studio.
The studio is beautiful.
And it's quiet. Yes. It's dead quiet.
Yeah.
So it really needs to be reconfigured because, you know, you were just hearing everything now when they open their mouths. We're like, this is not good. did that for a little bit. Then Pastor Jimmy said, want to go out to lunch. And now it's like 2:00. I'm like, let's go hang. I went to Hilda's across the street.
Yeah, nice.
And we had a good time.
I know.
We had an impromptu bro date where we solve all the problems of the world, which is mainly done through media deconstruction, and we fight like men on our knees in prayer.
Yes, I love that.
What we do.
Well, Annette and I had an impromptu. I went with her to a store.
Oh yeah.
Today.
Oh, let me guess. To go look at more stuff for your homes?
For her home.
Oh yeah. And what was she looking at?
I did look at stuff for our home.
There you go. There it is. What are we getting now? Good. Tile. Tile.
We bought
new handles.
No.
For something.
We need that.
A door knocker.
Yeah. No. No. She was buying something for her bathroom. So, and then we were just able to hang out. So it was fun. I like that. I like doing that spontaneous. Right.
Now we got a lot coming up, man. What do we have on the horizon? Because this seems like there's just, I mean, you the social calendar. I'm not used to being such a social butterfly.
Well, we had dinner with the Surgeon General and his wife, Karen, last night.
That was great.
It was fun. We went to Cabernet Grill and I looked down at my phone. It was a 3-hour dinner. That's how
before
much
you
we
know it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how much chatting
you know what,
we
do. You know what I like so much? What was the young woman's name?
I don't remember.
I don't remember her name either, but she's the one we saw. We went on was it our anniversary?
Yes.
Yes.
No, anniversary.
I thought it was our anniversary.
No.
Oh, just a date.
Our anniversary is next month, babe.
If this was a while ago,
it was
like
a date night. Yeah, because I said, you never take me out on a date. And you said, I'll show you. Then you said you made a reservation and you actually made it for 2 weeks later. Yeah.
All right. Call me a princess and we're done. And I think we talked about her.
Yes, we did.
Because she was going to start another job because she says she wanted to break the cycle of being a single mom and being dependent and living with her mother.
Yes.
And so, and she was there and I said, hey, are you also doing the other job? And you know what I could see? She was tired.
Yeah.
I could tell, but she was doing it. And I was like, oh man, I'm so proud of this young woman who was just like, no,
I got working hard.
Working hard. I'm supporting my son. She says, I'm not going out, hanging out. I'm just trying to make it all happen.
Yeah.
She has a roommate who also has a
young child.
Yeah, like a year old or something. Yeah. And I was like, these are the kids I want to see in America.
Yeah.
That's real. I was just like, oh, I'm so full. So full. I prayed for her last night.
Oh, you did? That's sweet.
Yeah.
She took all her piercings out. Did you notice that?
I noticed that too.
I'm like, yeah. Now we can see your pretty face.
Yeah. You're getting serious. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably had to take him out for some other job.
Well, whatever.
But anyway, I was happy. I was happy to see her. Yeah, tired, I get it, but I was happy to see that she was doing what she set out to do.
Yeah, it was nice to see her. And we had a lovely dinner with David and Karen. We had a lovely dinner. They crack me up.
They are pretty funny.
Yeah, they crack me up. And Boone, my boyfriend Boone, is their 3.5-year-old
son. Half of the twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. What about him? He wasn't there.
Yeah. No, he wasn't there. No, tomorrow night we have a charity dinner, and then Friday night we're doing dinner at Andrea and David's, and she's making some lovely, lovely meal for us.
This is the international arms dealer and his wife?
Yes. Okay. And the chef.
And what is tomorrow night's dinner? Because, I have no life. You're just living life for me. You just book me.
I know.
You're like, here you go. I'm going to do my show, and then I have to, like...
We were invited by Pastor Jimmy and Annette to go support this nonprofit that they support.
Yes,
and we're going with Pastor Brian and Nomers.
Oh, and the kids?
Brandy and Chris. It'll be a fun table.
It's going to be a hootenanny.
It's going to be great.
And do we know what this is for?
It's for, I believe, an organization that supports women and I'm not sure, single mothers maybe? Mm. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the nonprofit.
Okay.
But yes. So we were invited.
We're busy.
So we got to get a little dressed up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So after my whole day of sweating in the studio, I will quickly get dressed up.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have no plans on Saturday or Sunday.
What? How is that possible? No plans on Sunday?
But we have a special guest coming next week. We have Jake Lydon coming.
I'm excited about this. Yes.
Peggy's son is coming. And I love that there's worship night next week at Bridge Church and we're going to bring him to that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is, this is a cool guy.
Yes.
Young, how old is he?
Like 22, 23.
And is he going back home? Is he driving on his way home? Is he driving through?
He's driving. Yeah. And he's coming to Texas.
So he's basically coming back from college for, to go home for a bit. For the summer. I don't know anything about college.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Yeah.
And so, he said he wanted to come by. And, I've been talking to him a couple of times.
He's lovely. I mean, from what I've seen, because I've seen a video that Peggy has shared and just corresponding with him, he's a lovely young man.
No, I mean, he wanted to talk about podcasting. And because I saw him basically minister to some kids at the summer camp. Like, you got the gift. You can definitely do something with that. And I was talking to him and I was in the car. This was months ago. And then before we hang up, he says, can I pray over us? I say, sure. And he goes into at least 5-6 minutes. I'm like, I got to pull over for a second.
And
this is so
amazing.
He
learned from the best because he learned from Peggy.
He learned from his mom. Yeah. I said, I got to pull over because this is good, man. I wanted to hear what you're saying. It was just amazing.
I'm excited to meet him.
I'm excited to have him here. It'll be fun.
So
it'll be a lot of fun.
So,
and then, what? Whenever you say that's a setup. That's a setup. No. All right. I'm worried. Okay. What are you going to say? What did I do?
No. What were you going to say?
I love you.
Oh.
That's all I got to say. I love you.
I was going to talk about our vow renewal.
Yes. This is Trey exciting.
I know.
Yes. I've set up the YouTube channel, the super chats. It's all good to go.
Great.
No. What is amazing is, you send out these invites and a lot of people said, hey, thanks. We're just putting you on the invite because we love you. We don't expect you to come.
Yes.
Because it's a vow renewal. It's for us and God and our community. The amount of people who are coming is mind-blowing.
I know. My heart is bursting. I know. And I'm just blown away. And I know we talked about it last show about kind of how we want it done in terms of, no cameras out, no phone cameras out. You know, we're not going to adorn the sanctuary with flowers.
It's for us to cement our marriage, our vows,
yes,
before God.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's about 60 people coming now. And so I'm like, I've got to feed these people. I got to have a charcuterie board. I'm going to have a charcuterie board.
Now, is that also church people that we know coming?
Yes.
Who are,
our church friends, a few friends from Austin are coming. Oh my gosh, I'm just blown away. So yes, I was thinking about it. Like I was telling Karen last night, I'm like, I got to have a charcuterie board because it's 6 o'clock and I'm sure the service will last maybe half hour, maybe 40 minutes. I'm not sure. And, so I'm going to have cake and cheese.
Cheese and cake.
And sparkling apple cider.
By the way, I want to say hello to my sister Willow.
Oh.
Turns out she listens to Curry and the Keeper.
She's
a member of Vineyard Nation.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she commented something the other day. I'm like, you listen to the show?
Hey, Willow.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Nice
to have you here.
What
did she say? She commented on something. Hold on. She sent me, and I was like, well, how about that? About the nicknames.
The nicknames. That I never had a nickname. Yeah.
Yeah. And she, of course, was making, she was one of my two sisters.
Oh, that's
making
right.
And
that's
she
right.
said, do you remember my nickname? She says, ha ha, from someone who still gets called Olga.
Olga.
Olga. Olga from time to time.
That was Did you call her that?
I can't even remember why, no. But we decided to call her Olga.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice that she listens. I like that.
It's one of the few of our family members.
Yeah.
No one ever listens.
I think my sister Lisa listens. I don't know if Tony does. Mm. And I think Laura listens too. Mm. But anyway, getting back to the vow renewal, I got a really, really precious text from my friend Susie. And I met Susie when I started doing Bible study about a year ago.
Susie from Susie and John.
Susie and John, yes. And she
have a winery.
Yes. And she sent me a text message and said that she knows that we don't really want any flowers or anything, but she would love to gift us you a boutonniere and me a wrist corsage for our wedding.
That's so
I know.
Old school cool, actually. I really love that.
The people that we have met here have just, oh my gosh, filled my heart so much. I can't, this community is just, we are so blessed.
You know,
we are so
when
blessed.
The apocalypse when the apocalypse comes, we're safe here.
I know.
We got everybody has the skill. Everyone's ready to do something.
You know,
it's amazing.
So many people we've met, even like Aaron, who's painting our house. I mean, we he actually knows Jeannie and Larry from church. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a connected community. It just, it's so cool. Anyway, so big extravaganza. Coming on May 19th.
I'm excited about
that. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm too.
And
I'm excited.
We got an email I'd like to share with everybody.
Oh, yes.
It's an email from Just Greg.
Good, because this leads right into my God shot.
Oh,
so, yes. Did you, you texted him?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm only going to read half of it, the part that is. And he actually says, warning, long note. Please read because you are impacting my soul. And thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit and, more importantly, being willing to and open to obedience. I've written in the past, I think Adam called me Just Greg. Thank you for that, by the way, on one of the episodes. I also hate the use of the term pod. Well, good. Don't do that. To summarize why I reached out in the past, Corksoakers may remember this. We lost our 31-year-old daughter-in-law. He lost his 31-year-old daughter-in-law to blood clots in September 21, who was 5 days from her due date with my first grandchild. And we read this on the show. Mm-hmm. Long story short, the baby's doing great, but her beautiful mama is with the Lord, and I presume doing great. Meanwhile, those of us who were left behind are still trying to cope, but knowing God's love for us, it still hurts. Anyways, I just want to reach out and tell you that Curry and the Keeper has been a beautiful, which is better than lovely, he says, anchor for me and my wife. She has refused to listen to any of those silly podcasts until I played an episode on our trek from Houston to Amarillo. And now she's receiving the Holy Spirit through both of you, listening to your banter and problem resolution as a married couple with a Jesus first methodology is truly like a spiritual sucker punch, knowing how I am falling short in treasuring my wife.
Aww.
To me, that I'm sure you're fine, brother. To me, that is not a bad thing because the Lord is directing me to make changes to bring me closer to Him through your openness and honesty. I've been married to the most perfect woman for me that has ever crossed my path for over 37 years and have yet to resolve conflict like both you do on the show. Wine helps. I pray that is
and the laughter and says, laughter.
I pray that is the case in private. Yes, no, this is exactly the way we are. Believe me, this is no different.
Yeah.
But dang, I wish I had that in my life. Oh, wait, it has always been there through Christ, which strengthens me. I love how Adam is being pointed to the armor of God, Ephesians. Love you both with all my heart and continually pray for God's favor to continue our lives, to spread the gospel in new and radical ways in Christ's love, Greg. And I just love that note because
it was, yes, it really touched my heart. Cause I woke up I woke up and read it. And then I said to you, I go, did you see Greg's email? Mm-hmm, and you said, yes, I did. And I said, I want to talk about that on the show.
Cause sometimes like, what are we doing with this podcast? And you know, we're like, oh, I gotta do the podcast. I mean, that's really you, but
I didn't say that tonight. I was excited to talk tonight.
That's true, because it was all about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your trip. So I don't have much to bring.
You know what, though? We were just talking about this. I can't remember who I was chatting with. I can't remember. But I was talking about the podcast, and I said, you know, we had no idea when we were starting this. Mm-mm. And really, it was God all along. It was God all along.
Because for sure.
Very quickly into the podcast, we started like, let's explore this faith thing. And now, I mean, just like I got the message, share your God shots, share your God shots. Mm-hmm. And I get I get a few messages from people that say, your God shot resonated with me. It's something that I definitely needed to hear because I've been wrestling with that. And so when I select what I'm going to talk about, that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Comes from the Holy Spirit.
And I'll say also to Greg, I think a big part of our relationship that has really changed with a Christ-centered marriage is in the morning, we're both doing our studies.
We're in the Word.
We're in the Word. Every morning. You know, do it separately, but then you'll say, oh, I want to read you this. And say, oh, let me tell you this. And it's really, and it's just starting the day off with that.
And we end it with that. We end it with
that's right.
With
every night, I'll read scripture. Mm-hmm. You usually stay awake.
Most times I do. When it's really long, it's like, it's God. God's lulling me to sleep. It's embedding in my brain.
Yeah, no, yeah, we begin the day with scripture and we end the day with
scripture.
And
that's the thing, is get in his word.
Yeah.
Get in his word.
And every single day there's something, it gets me started right, man. I'm like, okay.
You start seeing and feeling and witnessing the transformation, just like me going into LaGuardia and saying, okay, I am so frustrated here. I realize that I was not nice to that woman. I got to sit down and I just got to pray and I got to repent and just ask for forgiveness and ask for a peace and comfort and calmness. And I would have never done that before.
You would have been steaming and texting me like, I'm so mad.
I hate my decaf coffee.
It's time for Tina's God Shot. Here we go, everybody. It's the God Shot. I can't wait to hear what it is.
So every morning, I mean, I do the YouVersion. They have a scripture every morning. And then I do a devotional with Karen every morning. And I can't remember if this was the YouVersion or the devotional, but it's Titus. It's Titus. I could hear that.
I really had muted my mic.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I really did.
So Titus.
I haven't read. I know I haven't read a lot of Titus. It's only a couple pages, right? It's not very big.
Yeah, it's not. So and it really ties into Greg's email because it's the scripture is. But as for you, promote the kind of living that reflects right teaching. Mm. So basically, what that means is when we model Christ's sacrificial love and compassion in all of our relationships, we are illustrating that we have been transformed by God's love. I mean, just the way that we approach kindness and patience and support. I mean, we are modeling God's love.
We certainly try.
Yes. And so when I think about that, and Greg's email confirmed this, I see this in our marriage, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I see it in our marriage. Mm-hmm. And it has been strengthened so much. And I thought we had a really strong marriage, you know.
Oh, better than all my other ones. Yeah.
There were a few things I complained about, but for the most part.
I mean, I complained silently.
I know. You're so good to me. You are. You don't complain at all about me.
I'm sorry. What did
me.
You say? I couldn't hear that. My headphone. What?
I said,
what?
I said, you are so good to me. You don't complain about me at all.
Baby, I am the luckiest man. I cannot believe my luck. You are amazing.
And I made you meatballs tonight.
You made me meatballs tonight. But beside that, you really are you're fantastic. You're fun. You're funny.
Oh, ditto, baby. It goes both ways. Yeah. I mean, it works together. But so, as I was saying, you know, being transformed by God's love, and that is being in his word every day. And it just takes hold. And like I said, I see it in my marriage. I see it in relationship with my daughters. Mm-hmm. I mean, my visit with Elise, all our family and our friends. And if I can just stay focused on how I can show up in someone's life today, that only draws them closer to God. Absolutely. And we're seeing that with this show. And I think that's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
And bonus.
Bonus.
You stood on the scale today and you were happy.
Oh, I'm down about 15 pounds.
I can't believe you stood on the scale.
And I can't believe I told you how much I weigh.
I know.
I know. You go. So I walk out and go, guess what? I go, I stepped on the scale today. You looked at me. And what did you say? You go, is this
good or bad? How's the day going to be?
Do I need to duck and cover? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
Stood on the scale. You didn't stand on the scale for the first 8 years we were together.
And so Annette goes, what made you stand on the scale? I go, I was just kind of feeling a little thin this morning.
But all of that, healing, everything.
Oh, I know.
Just praying.
I know.
And Lord has come down and done stuff for you, man. Big time.
And I sing my praises to him. Like, I know that he put the right people in my path.
That's right.
And kept me focused. And yeah. And so now I'm going to, somebody reached out to me that I just recently met and she wants to know about inflammation. And I'm like, I can tell you.
Good.
So if that's what this trial was about for me to really educate
more people
and help other women, then I'm for it. But out of all of this, and it was hard. It was bad. The fatigue was so bad in that trial to strengthen my faith and my trust in God. Completely.
You are radiating right now.
Aw, and my buckets are overflowing.
There it is. Stop that. You're making
now
me crazy.
It's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
We got a lot of people to thank today. A lot of Cork Soakers coming in.
We got to hear from those Cork Soakers now.
What you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
So because we recorded the show on Tuesday last week, episode 84, a lot of people, you know, weren't ready for it because, you know, they got the newsletter. And we didn't tell them we were recording. Did we tell them we were recording a day or I don't think so.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did? Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so we had a very short list, but made up for it, of course, with today's list, which includes two striper donations from Pastor Jimmy. Yeah, because he says makeup boost from last week's miss.
Oh.
Because he missed it. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
77,777 sats. And another, I'm going to do another striper boost donation for him. There you go. And he says, Beefer. So many nicknames in my home and in my family. No amount of therapy will ever erase the trauma. Just kidding. I love and own all of them as terms of endearment. Love you, the Rents. I guess the Rents?
The parents.
The parents, yes. Love you guys. Here's my striper boost in honor of the great lead guitarist, Oz Fox. That brother can shred. KTLD, KYBO. Yes. Exactly. And definitely listen to Living Up in a Down World. It is my must listen every single week. And they're back on schedule. It's really fantastic. And Dame Annette she already was kind of in control. She's totally taken over now. Yeah. It's good.
Like me.
It's an that's fine. It's an outstanding product.
It is an outstanding product.
We got a number of, Pastor Jimmy is our executive producer. We got a number of associate executive producers, all PayPal.
Oh.
I think there's a monthly. Paul Webb with yes. $50.
Yes.
Marco Frisson, $50.
Yes.
Mac Tank with $49.99, which we just called nice. $50. And then Katie Trimble with $25.33. Yes. I'm just rocking
wow,
it. Thank you all so
thank
much.
Thank you.
A long 33,333, so a long row of threes from Sarah Marie. And she says...
Sarah Marie.
Well, I wonder...
I don't...
She says she sent an email note.
Let me
I did not see. Well, I'll read the note. She says, I wrote a tithe check to my church and saw that it was check number 1333. So I figured Currying the Keeper would get the boost since No Agenda already gets my cashola monthly, sending an email note as well. I don't remember.
Not Sarah Durst. It's not Sarah Durst.
No.
Is it?
This is Sarah Marie. Sarah Marie, it says.
What's the data? I don't have that.
I don't know.
Huh. Sarah.
So is she, does she need to be decanted?
I don't remember.
I'm going to do it just in case.
You've been decanted. Sure.
Jeremy Ross came in twice, both times with 31,000 sats.
Wow.
First time he says, wow, truly amazing wines your friend shared. This was the wine get together. He says, let me know next time you're cracking a Cheval Blanc.
Oh. I don't think he's donated. He needs to be decanted. I don't recognize that name.
He deserves to be decanted.
He knows his wine too.
Sir Brian with an I.
Yes.
With a short striper, 7777. Thanks for letting us all know that even people who were born during the Truman administration are still putting so much mileage on their bed that it needs to be replaced. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not born during the Truman administration.
So he insults us. Yes, he insults us. Okay.
Make sure to try out all of the previously unexplored sleep positions on your brand new 1985 Craftmatic adjustable bed. In the morning, in the evening, in the morning, or whatever y'all feel like.
In your nation, in the evening.
He sent it to me and he said, do you think it's appropriate? I said, you do, you boo.
You do whatever you want.
You do, you
boo. You do, you boo. James Reed Smith, which to me sounds like a decantable name on the list.
You said decanted.
Yeah. 5,000 sats. I feel
Thank
like I'm
you.
Living vicariously through you two when it comes to the Jesus freak stuff.
Oh,
love the show.
Love that.
Dame Rhonda, 3333. Listening to Currying the Keeper is like a weekly devotional time that I look forward to. Thank you both so much for giving of your time and sharing your faith with us all. Oh. Y'all are a blessing.
She needs to be decanted. I don't remember.
Another one.
You've been decanted.
That's so sweet. These messages are amazing.
1,000 sats from Blue Hens. I think that's another decantable one.
Wow.
You've been decanted.
A boost for the John imitation. Did I imitate John C. Dvorak?
Possibly.
Probably did. We have 1,000 from Pest Merc. As an exterminator, of course. Oh, as an exterminator, of course I snoop everywhere in the home.
Oh.
It's the job, especially for German cockroaches. I also get told for the past 28 years of this great career, don't mind the mess. Yeah, I'll bet everyone says
that. You would never see that in my house.
No, that's right,
nope.
But you will be decanted.
You've been decanted.
And Alan C. Paul with 777, he says, I would not be mad at all if the show title was changed to Beaver and the Keeper. I hadn't considered that.
Beaver and the Keeper. That could be a show title.
I don't know about that. That's pretty harsh. I didn't bring my my thing in.
You don't have any titles.
No, I don't have my
Beaver and the Keeper. Beaver. That's good. That's a good
Beaver
one.
And
I like
the
that.
Keeper. All right, Alan C. Paul, Mr. Creative. Thank you also very much for supporting us with your boosts, with your PayPals. We haven't seen much in the P.O. box lately, but we do have a P.O. box for sending any cards, letters, anything you want. We appreciate it all. Go to curringthekeeper.com. We have a donate page. And also, please sign up for the newsletter. It's hilarious. Tina always lets us know what's coming up on the show. And it's a newsletter written by a professional.
Yeah, that would be me.
So there's always It's always fun, entertaining, and usually a weird picture of me.
Usually. Although it wasn't this time. Me and Elise last time.
It gets opens when you have a picture of me.
Oh.
That's what Dvorak always wants.
Oh.
Says, I got a stupid picture of you. It always gets a lot of high open rate.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Baby.
Yes.
What do you want to do? Question of the week?
Yeah.
Right into it? Okay.
Cool. It's time for the question of the week.
Well, after two unsuccessful attempts by myself, I guess we'll revert back to the professional. For the one and only. Here we go. It's the question of the week. I have no idea what the question is, which means I may not even participate if I can't come up with an
answer. You'll be in trouble if you don't participate. Here's the thing. When it's your turn to ask the question of the week, I get so excited because it's like, oh.
Yeah. And now my questions suck. I didn't know that you... I mean, every kid has a nickname. No, not my wife. No nickname. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Favorite holiday. Only went on one ever.
Favorite vacation.
Yeah, that was like, only went on one. No good. Anyway. Horrible.
Okay. You're
so deprived.
So we got a couple questions in, but
I'm putting them in the queue.
So okay. One came from David
People
Wicker.
Are trying to help me out now.
It's like, yes, obviously, because he needs help. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite jingle, too. I like that question.
The question of the week.
Do you like it? No. So yes, David Wicker sent one, and another connection on Instagram sent one. I think her name was Ashley. So I'm putting them in the queue.
All right,
because I had my questions selected.
In abeyance, they're in abeyance.
Okay, in abeyance. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done or said?
I remember a very embarrassing moment as a kid.
Okay.
And I'd been in the Dutch school, so maybe I was in sixth grade. And there was a birthday party for a girl, and I was invited. I didn't really get invited to stuff because I was kind of the weird American kid. And I don't know exactly how it happened, but I had flowers to bring for her mom. You know, my mom said, oh, it'd be nice you bring flowers. And I showed up at the front door, the door opens, and I say, oh, hi. These are for you. And she said, that's great. But I think you want the house behind our street because you're at the wrong house.
Oh.
And I'd given but it was also a girl who was in our school and she was at that party and I had showed up at the door of the wrong house and gave the flowers to that mom.
Aww.
It was.
That was your most embarrassing thing?
That's
kind of sweet.
It was very, because I was a newcomer, you know.
Why didn't she? Oh, she should have given you back the flowers.
I don't really even remember, but it was
she speaking to you in Dutch?
Yes.
And you didn't know what she was saying.
Yeah, but I was just so embarrassed. I just remember when you say most embarrassing. I mean, I'm sure I had many moments. Of course, I mean, calling Jermaine Jackson Michael Jackson also counts live on television.
Oh,
that was pretty.
You called him Jermaine?
No, I was interviewing Jermaine Jackson.
You called him Michael.
I said, so Michael, and
that was live.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, in front of an audience of millions. Oh yeah, yeah. Mm. But still, I think that giving
good
the flowers to the wrong person.
Good thing there wasn't social media back then. You would have been roasted.
But there's another one if you want.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple.
I was interviewing Fleetwood Mac, and we were talking about Lindsey Buckingham. I said, well, so how is she doing?
Oh.
I don't know, man.
Did you actually meet Stevie Nicks? Have you met Stevie Nicks?
Yeah,
oh,
she's weird.
Rumors. That was one of my very first albums. What? No, Aerosmith and Rumors. What?
She sings like that.
I've had a couple embarrassing moments.
All right, hit us, babe. Hit us with your embarrassing moments.
Okay, I'm gonna give you two of them. So when I was in third grade, I had to wear a training bra in third grade, and it was awful. I hated it. I hated it. My mom made me wear it. And I remember going to school. So third grade, you're what, like 9? So I remember going to school and I remember going to the bathroom and I just took it off because I couldn't stand it. And I put it in my pocket and we were out on recess and we were jumping rope, I was jumping rope and all of a sudden I hear Tina and everybody's pointing on the playground and there's my bra.
Oh my. See,
that was embarrassing.
Was that the most embarrassing moment in your life?
Well, there's another one.
It's all childhood trauma.
This next one was when I was 18, and I got a job working in downtown Chicago at an advertising agency, and I was in the copy department.
Good. We need to do more.
Do you know
of
the
these.
Story?
No, I don't think.
So
I know
I'm 18. I'm green as green can be. You know, first job, first real job, and I go into the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom and I'm washing my hands, and on the ledge there's these gold bangle bracelets. And I'm like, put it on my wrist.
What were you thinking?
I
do not know this story.
So I walk. It's Frank Nasier Advertising in Chicago. I'll never forget. So I walk and I'm sitting at my desk. I'm typing. And I see these girls, like these women, like talking. And the one comes over and they go, excuse me, Tina? Where'd you get those bracelets? I go, I found them in the bathroom. She goes, those are my bracelets. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I took them off my wrist. I was mortified.
Why did you even do that?
I don't know.
Like, oh, free bracelets. This is a great ad agency.
I was 18 and I was a moron.
Those are my two embarrassing stories.
I have more. I can't. There's one I will not even. I'll tell you in private. But I'm just.
I don't know if I want to hear it. I don't. I have such a high regard of you. I don't want to hear how embarrassing that might have been.
Anyway. So yeah. So that's it. That's all I got, baby.
All right. We have. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
We have something else coming up.
Let me look at our calendar. I'll tell you.
Could you please look at the social calendar? There was something I can't remember. There was so many things on the way. Oh, we're going to Nashville. Kayla, that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's after our vow renewal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That
should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I think we're also going to see Sir Patrick Coble and Sir Bias Grace, David Wicker.
Yes.
And his wife, Jewel, I think.
Jewels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we'll have a...
That'd be great.
Yeah, we're going to have some kind of impromptu get-together.
Yeah.
Darling, it's good to have you home.
Oh, it's
Could
good
you
to
please
be home.
Take all this responsibility off my shoulders and just manage those dudes?
Yes, because it's not your wheelhouse.
Okay. As you know, I am a princess.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's our title, princess.
I love you.
I love you too, baby.
See you next week, everybody.
Vineyard Nation,
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.